I'm Shay Frank. You're listening to WYSO Today for Thursday, September 3rd. Leaders in the Dayton Public School District say overall they don't share data gathered by the district's automated license plate reading cameras with outside agencies. WYSO's Catherine Mobley has more.
Dayton Public School administrators call flock cameras one of the many security measures they use to protect students, staff, and property. In an email to WYSO, Superintendent David Lawrence says the district uses the devices as a limited public safety tool. The cameras capture snapshots of vehicles and license plates on school property. According to Lawrence, quote, access to the district's flock system is limited to only a few authorized personnel, and system activity is logged and monitored. The safety and security of our students and staff is our highest priority. End quote. Lawrence tells WYSO DPS does not receive information about vehicle owners or immigration status when assessing the flock system. Also, an outside agency must submit a formal written request to DPS if they want specific data. Earlier this year, the city of Dayton suspended using flock cameras after the police department revealed information was shared with local, state, and federal agencies against city policy. In addition, more than 7,100 of these search requests were immigration-related. The city has covered its cameras with black bags, but did not remove them. DPS administrators are now creating a formal policy regarding its cameras and their data usage. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
Miamisburg is the latest city to start a moratorium on data centers. The city council unanimously voted this week to impose a 9-month moratorium on data centers within the city limits. New data centers are being rapidly built around Ohio and around the country. The construction boom is being driven in part by artificial intelligence, which requires lots of data to operate. But many residents are pushing back against the projects, which can use large amounts of electricity and water. This backlash has led to some cities enacting temporary bans on any new data centers over a certain size. Despite the heat Wednesday afternoon, around 200 people gathered at Columbus City Hall to call for justice for Pierre Damas Bell. Bell, a 20-year-old Haitian college student from Springfield, died by apparent suicide on Monday. His family says his death was connected to being forced by the Department of Homeland Security to wear a GPS ankle monitor. Speaking during Wednesday's event, Shin BG with the Party for Socialism and Liberation calls the ankle monitor dehumanizing.
If it were not for ICE, if it were not for the Trump administration, Pierre would still be here today.
DHS has ordered hundreds of Haitian immigrants living in Springfield to wear tracking devices after the Trump administration ended temporary protected status for Haiti in July. Wednesday's event in Columbus was billed as a vigil. Attendees held unlit candles as well as signs with phrases like, "In the war on our Haitian neighbors now." Speakers both remembered Bell and decried federal immigration practices. Remember, if you or someone you know is in crisis, you can text or call 988 for the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. A number of programs supporting food equity, health, and fitness are set to take place at Second Street Market this fall. That includes a series of food drives each Saturday in September from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., collecting shelf-stable items from visitors during Hunger Action Month. Agencies participating in the collections are the Food Bank, Inc. this Saturday and September 26, Diabetes Dayton on September 12, and Revive Church on September 19. Acceptable items include canned or jarred meat, fruits, pasta, sauces, peanut butter, jelly, and shelf-stable milk. Pop-top cans are preferred. Ohio residents can now use an Ohio mobile ID through Google Wallet. This feature allows Android users to securely store and present their ID through their phone, choosing when exactly the data is shareable. Digital IDs are encrypted and protected and can be deleted through a remote erase feature if the device is lost or stolen. The digital ID can be presented to verify age or identity at select businesses and venues across Ohio, including many state buildings, all TSA checkpoints, and casinos. To add an ID to Google Wallet, users can open the app or download it from Google Play, select Add to Wallet, choose ID card, select Ohio, and follow verification prompts. Looking at the weather in the next couple of days, we're seeing heat advisories that are going to continue through Friday, with some showers and thunderstorms forecast tomorrow. Despite the heat during the day, we do see lower temps coming in through the evenings with low 70s and mostly clear conditions, aside from Friday night where we could see some cloudy skies and possible showers and thunderstorms. And that's your news from WYSO Today for Thursday, September 3rd. I'm Shay Frank.